Hi guys, how y'all doing? Welcome to Scripted Voices. In today's episode, we will be narrating Madness Muse. Sit tight, relax, grab a coffee, and enjoy. Joanna walks in the Brokewich Asylum with Oscar, his hands tied together, his face expressionless. "You promised you'd behave." Joanna unties him. Catherine, the management, walks up to them. "Joanna!" she calls. Joanna nods and walks Oscar to her. Two guards appear behind Catherine and grab Oscar. His senses heighten. "Joanna! Joanna, where am I?" he wonders. Catherine nods to the guards. "Take him." Oscar strains his neck to get a view of Joanna. "Joanna, Joanna, tell them I am not crazy, Joanna. Tell them I am not crazy." Joanna looks away as the security drag him out of the room. Oscar screams through the hall. Joanna rubs a soft tear from her cheek with a handkerchief. "You made the right decision," encourages Catherine. Joanna looks at Catherine and offers her an envelope. Catherine smiles kindly. Joanna quickly walks out of the building. Her chauffeur, Adonis, behind her. He opens the limo's door and she gets in. He gets in the driver's seat and drives. He stops the limo beside the road and gets in with Joanna. Joanna pushes a strand of her hair behind her ear to expose her neck. He swallows, his Adam's apple visible. "I can't wait any longer," states Adonis. Joanna bites her lips, her breath slows down. She neatly places her purse next to her. Their lips crash into each other as they quickly unclothe. Joanna gets on top of him, panting as she rides him in haste. "I've wanted this for so long," she bites his ear teasingly. The security struggle to restrain Oscar in his room. He punches one of the security. "Let me out, Joanna, please," he screams. He breaks. "Anybody, I don't belong here." He falls on his feet and sobs. "Get some shut-eye." They lock the door behind him. The door unlocks. Oscar struggles to get his eyes open. He distantly hears a woman talking. He gets a blurry glimpse of a white lab coat. "What did you do to him?" The nurse talks quietly. "He was resisting treatment. We had to do something. He's gonna be like this for days. I need to know what's wrong with my patient. Do you have any idea how I'm gonna do that now?" "We already know what's wrong with him." "Let me do my job and I'll let you do yours, okay?" The nurse nods. Oscar slowly fades. Inside Oscar's mansion, Adonis washes Joanna's feet in a jacuzzi. "Can you imagine this life? Ours?" Joanna smirks. "It's already ours, my love. After that lunatic signs the papers, this property will belong to me. Us." "You are too good at this." "The lawyer said the same thing." Joanna shrugs. Adonis smirks. They dip into the jacuzzi, chuckling as they play with each other's bodies. Dr. Kirby walks in Oscar's room. "Mr. Carter," she calls. Oscar fully opens his eyes. He looks at his wounded tied hands to a chair. "Mr. Carter, I need you to listen to me. If you can hear me, blink twice." He swallows and blinks once, then again. "Good. I understand you were admitted about 4 days ago. I am Dr. Flora Kirby, your doctor for your time here." I am not what you think I am. This is a mistake. I understand your frustration, but we... She places her hand on his. We are trying to help. Oscar exhales. I'm hurting. She looks at his wounds. She gets up. Oscar holds her arm. Wait, don't leave. I am just going to hang my coat over there, she reassures. Oscar, let's go off her arm. She hangs her coat and sits on a chair next to his. Her legs folded, she looks at a notepad on her arms. First things first, I have a sequence of questions that'll help both of us understand where you come from. I need to take a shower. Dr. Kirby looks at him. Just a shower, and I'll answer all your questions. Dr. Kirby gets up and checks for the security outside. I just talked to the guards outside. If you do anything, I'll scream. Oscar nods. She unties him and helps him walk to the shower. 20 minutes. Oscar nods. I am leaving the door open. What? I can't let you out of my sight. You want to see me shit too? He asks. Apparently, you won't be the first. 20 minutes. She goes back to her seat and looks at her pad, biting her pen in thought. She looks up and sees a lean man taking a shower, water dripping from his body, the sun reflecting his washboard abs. Her eyes trail the water to his manhood. She looks away. Oscar walks up to her in new orange uniform. Sit, she insists. Oscar sits and places his arms on the armrest of the chair. I'd like to have my hands free for a while, doctor. He moves his arms in circles. All right, Mr. Carter. When did it all begin? When I had that cup of coffee. Huh? She curiously replies. My wife always makes me a cup of coffee. 2 months ago, that wasn't the same coffee. What you are implying is very sensitive, Mr. Carter. Oscar looks aside. Next question. No, wait, don't brush it off. Have you mentioned this to anyone? Who would believe a madman? That'll be all for today, Mr. Carter. She gets her coat and leaves the room. The security walk in and tie him. Dr. Kirby grabs a nurse on the hallway. I need a blood test for Mr. Carter. It's confidential. The nurse nods. Dr. Kirby walks in Oscar's room, days later. We need to get you out of here. What? Dr. Kirby unties him. I don't have much time. I'm not going anywhere with you. For all I know, you are a part of this. I am putting my job on the line here. Your wife drugged your coffee. I did a blood test. She also bribed the hospital to take you in and make it look like you have been going crazy for months. They got a lawyer who's going to make you sign papers, putting your wife's name under your properties in case you never recover. They don't plan to make you better. I was and am collateral. How did you? Not everyone in here is unethical. Come. Why are you helping me? Why do you care? For someone who doesn't like questions, you sure ask a lot of them. Dr. Kirby looks at him dead in the eye. She looks at his lips, then his face. She cups his cheek and leans in for a kiss. She pulls out, "We have to go." She stands up, Oscar grabs her arm and makes her sit on him. his wounded arms on her waist. They kiss, this time with more eagerness and want. He helps her with the coat and blouse. They have a silent quickie. She covers her mouth with her arm, biting not to make a sound, arching her back to feel him pleasuring her. They quietly get out of the room. This way. Oscar looks at the sleeping security. I drugged them, quick. Oscar looks at her skirt. A gun is tucked in. They walk quietly to the gate. Dr. Kirby recognizes the guard. Let me out. He sees Oscar. Dr. Kirby, wait! He shouts. She takes out the gun. Let me the fuck out. The guard quickly opens the gate. She lets her hair loose and walks to her car. She places Oscar on the passenger seat and walks to the driver's. Are you okay? Oscar nods. An alarm is heard from the hospital. Shit! She starts the car and drives away. Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope you liked the story. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe for a shout out, and follow for more juicy episodes. See you in the next one. Bye.